God wants to make his reality your reality. God wants to make his reality your reality. It pleases God so much. The more you increase in him, and the more you increase in everything, every good. It's not like we were reading the same Bible today, Matthew. It just, and like we serve the same God. 91st Psalm, verse 10 says, then no evil will befall you. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. And in so doing, you resist all evil, and all evil will flee from you. Only good. No evil will befall me, but only good. No evil will befall me, but good will. Good will befall you. No evil will befall you. And we have to get that, church, born again believers. No evil can befall you. No evil. Didn't say that things wouldn't happen that you didn't like, but it can't be evil. Because he predestined you. We were created in him, or else we couldn't be taken away or cut out of him. We are created in him. We are created to dwell in the kingdom of God. We're created. The earth is waiting for an invitation to bring you the treasures God has sown in the earth. The earth is waiting for an invitation to bless you. We're not called to go and get things. We're called, it's not what faith brings you. It's where your faith takes you that counts. And when we understand that, when you get the mind that it really is where my faith is taking me, meaning what faith creates in my mind, how faith shapes my attitude. Remember, it's faith, the three parts, faith, attitude, and action. You have to have them. You can have faith, but if you have the wrong attitude, when you employ your faith, you won't see what your faith is doing, so you will think God isn't doing things. You'll think that the word of the Lord, the prophetic word, which the scripture is all prophecy, you'll think that the prophetic word of the Lord that you received isn't coming to pass. Maybe you missed God, or maybe the man or the woman of God missed God and it just didn't happen. And a lot of times what people disbelieve becomes the future that they live in. Their doubts build their future. They doubt that it was really God. Then they begin to doubt themselves. And God doesn't just do, God creates. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created. He created. That's what God does. He creates. And to creation, there are parts. There are steps. There are pieces. There are times. Your blessing, your gift, your call, your vision, your dreams, your desires are someplace in some time. There is something, everything. It has a place, it has a time, and a thing. And in the beginning, God created. And then when he created, the word says that the Spirit of the Lord moved, hovered over the waters. And God said, let there be light. That's one part. And then God said, let the light separate from the darkness. And then God named that action. He called it day and night. When God gives you a word, and he's going to give you a word, he has given you a word because we're already predestined in him. We have to work our way out in order not to walk in the fullness of his will, because all things were created for him and through him. And as the body of Christ, the believers, the church, begins to believe that no evil can befall us, we'll see only good happen to us. According to your faith, be it unto you. When we surrender all that we are to all that he is, and remember, God isn't just all time. He's every time. He's not only all moments. He's every moment. He's not only everywhere present. He's everything present. He is. And He calls us to believe His Word. Because when we believe His Word, you're going to do the one thing that takes dominion over your life. The one thing that allows you to be blessed. The one thing that allows the earth and the heavens that we live in and under to bless us. We're going to take dominion. God said, let us make mankind, and here's their call. Let them take dominion over the earth. Let them do that. That's what I'm creating them for. In the image and in the likeness, God created male and female. He created them. That word image is not just a form, but it's an idea. God had an idea. He is all idea. And you're His idea. You're His thoughts. We have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. We will take dominion over the earth. Every disorder you see is not disorder because there is evil running rampant in the world. That's not why bad things happen, so-called. Bad is only one thing. It is the same thing that darkness is. Bad is only the absence of good. Just like dark is simply the absence of light. Darkness has no power. But religious, idol-worshipping believers think that darkness has an authority, the darkness of this world. Darkness simply is lacking illumination, a lacking revelation. I'm not only going to say the church needs revelation, I'm going to prophesy the church is under the cloud of revelation. It's raining revelation and insight. And that revelation is who you are. And you can't know who you are until you know who He is. Because we're created in Him. We were always made in Him. That's why He said, if you don't bear fruit, then you're cut out. You're taken out of Him. But when He prunes you, and when the church is pruned, God's saying one thing. Increase is coming. Something new is about to take place. God put the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life in the garden. And He said, eat of the tree of life and you'll live. And He said, that tree, don't touch it. Because what that tree does is it gives you what the earth needs you to have. It gives you dominion over it. What you resist is what empowers you. What you resist is what empowers you. And how do we resist? Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Total surrender to who He is. Worship God and God alone. And good will show up. And the earth will bless you. We can look into the world today and say, oh man, there's so much chaos and it's so upside down and it's so wrong. It can't last. If it's not the will of God, it can't last. Only the will of God will prevail. And God's made that clear throughout His Word. But we have to be the believers of only good is going to happen. We have to be the believers that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Here is your fight. Fight the good fight of faith and leave the other battling to the non-believers. And they will fall to their own sword. God will bless us. When the earth was cursed, it was because Adam refused to do the right thing. He refused to take dominion. And what was that? He just doubted the Word of God. Eve doubted the Word of God. Just doubted it. Every battle you have isn't because some enemy is after you. It's because when God begins to do the invisible and the impossible, which is what we want anyway, when God begins to give us and call us into a place of dominion, which is what we want anyway, it's what we crave, it's what we're created to do, by the power of God being manifest through us. If you don't stay true God said, and that's the end of the story and the beginning of my future. Then what you don't see, what you are not supposed to see, when it doesn't happen, or you think it's not happening, you're missing the undercurrent of what God is doing. Prophecy is a word already fulfilled in the idea and the mind of God. God said, let me make them with my idea. Let me give them my thoughts. Let them bear my image in their likeness, which is mine. Let's let them have that. How do we do that? Let's give them dominion by faith in my word beyond what they can see. They cannot possibly see what I am doing. They have to believe, so they become what I am doing. And I make my invisible attributes visible through them, and we become one. God said, I want to show myself in a way I've never been seen before. I'm making mankind to do that. Mankind will bear the image and the witness of my invisible attributes, and I will become known. The word says, and the word unseen became flesh, seen, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of God, and the fullness of God dwelt in him in bodily form. That's our call. If you get worried, you get upset because you look out at the world and people are so confused. They're confused because we need to speak the truth and the truth alone. We have to stop this warring against darkness and simply bear the light of his witness. We have to stop talking about how evil and how bad the world is and begin to declare the blessing of the Lord. When Adam disobeyed God, he said, the earth is cursed because of you. God didn't do it. Man did it. And he said, what it would bring to you, it can't now, because it needs you. It needs you to take authority over it so it can do its job. Today, the earth is calling out in every facet of authority and power and government and schooling and all the sciences, every stream, every water, every pond, every pool, every well, every green thing, everything in the earth. In order for it to yield its strength, it needs the body of Christ to take dominion over it. It has to have you. It needs you. It dies without you. And when you put a seed in the ground, you don't go and get the seed. The earth gives it to you. It brings it up to you. And as we take dominion in this present day, I am not afraid of these times. I am excited to see them because all I see is the call of God saying, prophesy and be the change that I'm making evident to you needs to take place. It's not God fixing something. It's God doing exceeding abundant and beyond all we know to ask or think. It's not just making a broken world better. It's the kingdom of God being manifest. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. When you don't take dominion here, you wrestle, you fight, you struggle, you contend. It's what you resist that empowers you. What you resist that gives you power. When a child gains its strength, it gains its strength because it begins to resist gravity. It's a good thing, and it makes it stronger. And the more it resists, the greater it is. And when it falls down, one thing it realizes is this is not the end. I can get back up again. And confidence comes in. Faith comes in. I can do this comes in. In the mind of that little baby's brain, it's thinking, I can do it. Why? Because I did it once before I fell. And now falling doesn't matter so much because I know I can get up. And before you know it, that little kid is running all over and you're chasing and saying, stop, stop, stop. Your blessing will lead you in places you'll have to run. It will take you into places that you were afraid of so you can overcome your fear. God doesn't keep those emotions from us that upset us. He allows them to be there by virtue of your call so you know you can rule over them, so the earth has to bring you things. It has to. It can't resist you. No more than it could resist Adam and Eve. It was blessed. Everything in the garden was blessed, and God blessed them because they just believed and kept the word of the living God. Prophecy is like the moon. It's out there, and it's big, and it's bright. And in order to land on the moon, when they shot the rocket up, they had to determine the time of interception. Prophecy and you are on an intercepting course. And God will do everything in your life because it's already preordained, pre-programmed for you to intersect with every good, great prophetic word God has ever given you. Everything, everything. Talking to my wife today in the car on the way up here, and I said, you know, some people have received words that if they did this and if they did that and this and that would change their life. You know, they'd be different. They'd live different. They'd drive different. But they never saw what they did come to pass. So they think that it wasn't the word of the Lord. But the reality is, I can think of numerous prophecies God has given me telling people, if you do this and if you'll do that, you'll be blessed. You'll see the hand of God. And people did it and no money came. God never said money would come. He said what will happen is it will get you. Your faith will take you where you need to go if you stay the course. If you preach that word and continue to preach that word, even though no one shows up, God says, I'll do something in your mind. I'll do something in you that I can elevate you. So the trajectory between you and the intercepting of your prophetic word will come to pass. But I need faith to take you somewhere. I need you not to see what you want to see so I can show you what I want you to see. You're on an intercepting course with the prophetic word of the Lord. And what God is telling you, do this and do that. And if you do this, this will change your life. And you're thinking, but it didn't happen. Of course it happened. You stopped moving in the trajectory that God sent you on. You didn't do. You didn't follow through with what God said because you didn't see what you thought you might see. Money or praise or applause or acceptance. What God is saying is it's where faith takes you, not what faith brings you. When faith takes you where it wants you to go, the earth will bring you what God wants you to have. The heavens will bring you what God wants you to have. He said, I'll keep you at perfect peace when your mind is stayed on me because you just trust and believe that I'm God with you, that I'm the Lord doing what I said I would do. People lose out on the word of the Lord because they don't see what they think they should see. Just for one reason, the only reason Eve did what she did, the only reason is she doubted what God said and thought she could get it another way. What God was saying is that tree is changing your mind because God creates. He doesn't just do. He is all time, but he is all times. He's this moment. He's this moment. So in this moment, it doesn't matter what's taking place. God created all things for his purpose and for his pleasure. They were and they are created. So it has to turn out right, but only those that believe will see the right that it turns into. He said, you've gone out of the way. What does that mean? Well, the trajectory between you and the greatness of God's word is there. And if you'll simply stay on course, what the word needs to do through your faith, what it needs to create in you, things you don't even know, it will create in you. It will do in you. And then you won't go and get anything. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. The earth was given to us to take dominion over it so it would serve us to the will of the Father. And it will do it today. I am excited about the confusion in the earth because what it says to me is God has intelligence, insight, understanding, and revelation that is bringing about. David said it like this. He said, I'm glad that you struck me. I'm glad that you afflicted me so I would know to call on you, so I would know to trust you, so I would know to seek you. He said, it's a good thing you've afflicted me. Religious people tell you you've been attacked. But if all things work together for good and no evil can befall you, how can that be true? Prophecy is about a generation that only sees the perfect will of God. David only saw the glory of God being manifest. It didn't matter how many people were in the army. It didn't matter how well they were equipped to fight. It didn't matter how many, how large, when, why, what, or that anyone else didn't believe. None of it mattered. No weapon formed against you will prosper. So who cares how many weapons are formed if they never come into your camp? It doesn't matter. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I have set my affections on you. My affections on you. My affections on you. God called me to do something I can't possibly do, and show me how I'll continue to do it. Until the earth begins to yield its seed to me. The earth needs us to take dominion by doing what is right and not fixing and being fixated with what is wrong and what is out of sorts and what is out of order. God has a name for your blessing. He has a name for your prophecy. When He did the things that He did, which was create the water and create the earth, He called it earth and He called it water. And then He did something else. He divided. And when He divided, He called it light and He called it dark. And then He called that first moment day. Gave it a name, day, second day, third day. And God said, I'm going to separate the waters from beneath from the waters above, and I'm going to give that a name. I'm going to call it heaven. God's going to give your name, your prophecy, your word, your blessing, a name. It's not what faith brings you. You're deceived. It's what faith, with where faith takes you. Where is your faith taking you? It's taking your mind someplace. And the only reason people lose out or get deceived or fall through the cracks, or it doesn't seem like it comes to pass. That word is like the moon. It's still out there orbiting. But God wanted you to have the heart and the mind, faith, attitude, action. Your attitude is everything, because it's the soil. The seed is worthless without the soil. It has no power. It can't produce. It can't reveal itself. It needs the earth. God gave His word into the earth. God spoke into the earth. He gave His word into the earth. He called it the seed. He calls us the seeds of the prophets, the seeds of Abraham, the seeds of promise. It means you're on a trajectory for the best of the best of the best. God wants to show how much He loves His creation. God wants us to know how much He cares for mankind. God wants us to know how watchful He is over us. He's watching you. But He's not looking at you. He's watching over you. And what that means is He's allowing everything that needs to happen to come into your life to draw you into faith, where you say, God, I don't care what I get. All I care about is who You are in me. That's what I care about. I don't care about how much I get to do. All I care about is whatever it is, You're doing it through me. He's not only all time, He's every moment of time. He's every precious second with you. He is all time. He is all place. He is all authority. He is all life. Our world is coming into the most incredible prophetic collision that we of our generation have ever seen. Because there is an outpouring of insight and understanding, and all these little flags and signs and all these deterrents are there saying people are looking at the wrong thing, going the wrong way, and look what's happening when they do. Introduce the light into these situations and watch it change. The word says when you people see the glory of God on you, they'll look at you and they'll want to be like you. Didn't say when you scream about how bad it is, how far we've fallen, how the world has gone to you know where in a handbasket, but where we say the kingdom of God is at hand. Where are the voices of prophecy? You're on a trajectory for the blessing and the favor of God, and it's coming into the earth, and God already has voices in this earth that know it, that hear it, that see it, and that say it, and will seize it. The blessing of God. It will not remain as it is. It will not remain. The days you see are not the days of the future. The days you prophesy are the days of the future, because unless God has established it, it will not stand. So why would you be afraid? You see an evil mind and an evil conscience. That's not the world God created. That's a separation from the truth and the will and the wisdom and the promise and the power of God. It's only an absence. It's not a power. Evil has no power unless it's supported. But God is all power at all times. Evil requires support in order to make itself known. But God makes himself known. We are living in a day God calls blessed. He has stirred the nations so we can enter into the pot the ingredients that will turn what looks upside down, right side up. What looks sour and bitter, sweet and savory. This is the greatest season of your life. This is a time unlike any other time. God said, I will to do a new thing, but someone has to see it before I do it. Because God will create meaning. God will bring about who he is, and it's endless. But he will bring about who he is through your faith. He is called the invisible God. Scripture saying no one has seen nor can anyone see him. But we can live him. We will see God in the earth, just like Jesus said. People are waiting for his return. I plan on manifesting his return. And that's what we do right now. We manifest the return of God. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. It belongs to God. It doesn't belong to anyone else. Casting down every... what? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Misinterpreted by the religious, pulling down evil spirits. But the truth of the scripture is pulling down every thought, idea in your imagination that exalts itself against God. Let me expound. The devil is trying to do. There's so much evil in the world. You're exalting all of that against God. You have become the problem when you're supposed to be the answer. David came in and said, you're all the problem. You're all afraid. You're all talking about this champion and how big he is. And you're all standing back shaking in your boots. And they're standing back, they're laughing at you. Sound familiar? There's so many of them. They're so well suited. They've got trillions of dollars to do. I have the kingdom of God and of his Christ. And there is no greater wealth or power or authority. It just doesn't exist. And this God, my God, his way is perfect. His actions are yes, and in him, amen. What he said, going to be done. That's what he said. He said, what I said is going to be done. That's what God said. Remember that part? What I said is going to take place because I have already predestined it. What I'm looking for, God's saying, is a people that will manifest what I have said because it's already yes and amen. But I want them to come into the fullness because I love you. I want to manifest to you. And not only to you, I want my host of heaven to see me in the form they've not seen me in, the body of Christ. The firstborn among many brethren, heaven and earth. Only good will happen. No evil can befall me. Because in him, through him, and to him are all things. And all things consist. All things hold together. And without him, nothing does. Nothing can. Nothing can remain. Nothing. 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 Nothing can remain. You can replace your trial with your faith. And you won't have to go through so many things that you go through. Because it's all, James says, it's all about going through the faith. It's all about living by faith. James said, if you'd see it the way you're supposed to, you'd count it a good thing. Like David said, I'm glad you afflicted me because it kept me in order. It kept me calling on you and seeking you and believing you. And my mind has changed. Listen to David. He's changed my mind. You've created in me a clean heart. God, you renewed a right spirit in me. Thank you for afflicting me. But let's take it another level. I'm going to afflict myself. I'm going to resist the temptation to doubt, to hate, to be angry, to be afraid. I'm going to take dominion. And when I do, the earth is going to yield the treasures of God to me, because that's the way God created it to be. And how do I resist? I surrender to the will of Almighty God. There is none like you, none before you. None like you, none around you. Is there any other God? I know no other, for there is no other. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, He is one Lord, He is one God. And this God, this great God, He is with us. He's with us in fullness, in peace, in joy, in strength, in power, in wisdom, in revelation. We've always been there. He's always been there. We've always been in Him. He's always been within us. But will we bear the fruit of who He is, or will we denounce it and give it to another? God is so God, and God is so God, and God is so God, He's God. And only God is God. There is no other God but my God. He is God of gods. He's God. He's God. And He's good. This God, my God, He's good. And His word endures throughout every generation. Here we are today. If evil was going to run rampant and take over the world and destroy it, it would have done it many, 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 many years ago. But here we still stand, glorifying God in the state of California. God's going to do a great thing in California. And God bless and God be glorified through those that have stood the course and believed the word of the Lord. Out of this state, God will do wonders, and it will be a sign, a beacon to the nations of the earth. If you back up, then you don't move forward. But when you move forward, God can increase. Why would God need to increase if you don't need it? Why would God do more if you won't use it? And how can God do it if you don't believe? This is a great, 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 great season. You'll see people's youth just remain. People are going to be 100 years old, standing up, declaring the word. You're going to look in this cold, man, I've known 70-year-olds that didn't look like that. The world is changing. Do you understand? Our faith is creating. Our faith in God. That's what He said. When He said, Adam, take dominion, He was saying, Adam, I want you to create. How in the world was Adam supposed to plow the earth with no tools? What do you think he did? How was he to take dominion over the earth? There are no tractors, and there's no shovel, there's no drill. Adam, I've made you in the image of my mind. Receive it. Take dominion over all the earth. You're empowered by that which you resist. And you resist by that which you surrender to. Submit, surrender yourself, therefore, unto God. In so doing, you resist all evil, and all evil runs not after you, from you. Will run from you. Will run from you. Will run from you. No evil can happen, but good sure can. No evil will befall you, but good sure will. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't know how to want. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? God's given you prophetic words. Some of you may have had a word for a day, a week, a year, years. And you say, it's going to come to pass. It's coming to pass, because when you're believing the word of the Lord, He's doing something that your faith in His word turns you into the person. And that person, God may say, go be a truck driver, and you're going to see the blessing of the Lord come because you're a truck driver. And you go drive a truck and don't make any money. But God says, do what I said to do. And you continue to do it with the right heart and the right mind. It's not, God didn't say being a truck driver is going to make you rich. He said, go do what I told you to do. And if you'll do it, I'll give you the mind you need that will give you the increase I've called you to. You'll know, because you've taken dominion over the earth. It may not even be related to what you've done as far as the resources or the finances, but it's because you were obedient and didn't doubt, because you knew you couldn't do it, but you did it anyway by faith. That was David. Goliath, I know I'm not a warrior like you. I can't even fit into the king's. My brothers don't even want me here. And I hear what you're saying, world. I hear what you're saying. Actually, I don't. But this is what I hear my God saying. All the evil that you pronounce in the earth, nations of the earth will fall on you until you fall before the Lord on your knees. And God will deliver you and save and forgive you and heal your land. That is for the redeemed. As for the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, those that believe that there is one God, and through Christ Jesus and Him alone are we born of the Spirit, and do we know the will of the Father, and can we approach the throne of Almighty God? We are blessed in the earth. We are called the chosen of God. And all that will call on Him, all that will believe, as God calls you to your order, you will be too. You will be blessed in the earth. Pray with me, Jesus. Be Lord of my life. My sins are washed in your blood. My past is made new. I am redeemed through you, Jesus. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Fill me now with your Spirit and lead me in your purpose. For yours is the kingdom forever and ever. All glory and honor belongs to you. And so do I. I'm born again in Jesus' name. This is the greatest season of your life. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout this morning. Father, we thank you for your greatness, your goodness, your glory, your wisdom, your honor, your favor, your power, your spirit, your truth, your life, your love, your joy, your peace, your increase. We thank you that it's raining in the earth today. And everything we see that is out of order says order is taking place right there. Be the order of that place. Stop supporting evil. Just don't do it. If it's evil, don't support it. If it's righteous, do. Stand in the power of His might. Walk in the fullness of His will and His purpose, His intentions. And God will be glorified. God will be glorified. God will be glorified. I've seen something, and I can't get it out of my head since I was sitting there this morning listening to the worship, worshiping with the worship. And it's just like orange flames. Just tell me what I saw. Just orange flames, just like coursing through. And I'm thinking, I'm waiting for the. And as I'm standing here, what I hear is, you know, when you see notes written on a page, you see notes. I see a song written in fire. I see music and song written in fire. And the wave of fire are the notes. And God is singing a song over you. Donna, Leanne, God is singing a song over you. And these waves, these notes of fire, what fire does is fire transforms. And fire tells the truth. It tells what is consumable and what is not. And it transforms, like makes gold pure, burns up stubble. I had some siding put on a little building, and I had ordered siding that couldn't burn. And when they brought it, I wasn't sure if it was the right stuff or not. So I called the guy, and he said, do this. He said, try to set it on fire. He said, if you end up with a bonfire, it's the wrong stuff. He says, if you have a barbecue with it, it's the wrong stuff. But he said, if it doesn't burn, it's the right stuff. So I did. It wouldn't burn. I said, it's the right stuff. You're the right stuff. You can't burn. But you're being changed and transformed. These notes are the song of heaven. It's the song of your heart. It's the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is like a song. It's something that's, you know, when you hear a melody and it just makes you feel happy. The Lord's singing a song over. And I'm Donna and Leanne, the Lord's singing a song over you. The greatest joy and revelation that you've ever had before, you're walking in those days. And it's going to feel like everyone around you just loves you and blesses you. All you're going to see are the people that just love and bless you. And I'm not going to say, you know, you may see. You're going to just see, you're going to feel the love of God through people. They're coming in waves, just like the notes. They're coming in waves. And this fire is purging everything that shouldn't be. It's telling the truth. And here's what's important. Because you, Donna, and you, Leanne, stand in the truth, they're going to see it. It's true. The love, they're going to see God. Because our God is a consuming fire. But just like the bush, He doesn't burn. And that's both of you. Today I call you both blessed of the Lord by the Word of God, the Spirit of the Lord, and according to His purpose. God, we praise You. We love and we worship You. Our world is about, it's not going to get an overhaul. It's going to be done new and new overall. God is doing a great thing. He's raised you up to speak His Word, to prophesy only good is going to take place. And then to be the faith, the attitude, and the action that brings the change. God is setting the tempo, and we're dancing to it. We're singing to it. And this wave of song that is going over the earth, you're going to hear it literally is going to sound like a new song. And there will be songs, and it's going to feel like what I'm describing, like if the notes were waves of fire. And as we sing to it, and as we dance to it, God's burning up everything that isn't going to last, that isn't of His will, that isn't of His design, that isn't of His purpose. But you got to stand up so you stand out. And this song, this melody is going to bring such peace, such consolation, such joy. And in that, the blessing of the Lord comes. Just the blessing of the Lord comes. You know how people say it's going from bad to worse? This is going to go from great to greater. From glory to glory, from faith to faith. This is the greatest season of your life. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout this morning. Father, we praise You. We thank You for this great, wonderful day You've made. For all You've done and all You're doing, Lord. We glorify You. And today, we stand here pulling on heaven. We pull on heaven. Ruth, we pull on heaven for you today. As you go to Amsterdam, God do wonders through you. God do wonders in your soul. God do wonders in your heart. God do miracles. God astound you by what He does through you. God pour in, God pour through, God pour out of you. In Jesus' name. God, we give You praise for what You're doing in this house, for everyone that is standing and believing and declaring and saying, there is an outpour of fire in the earth. God is raising up people that will speak on behalf of His kingdom. And the will and the word of the Lord will stand sure, because it is from everlasting to everlasting.
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord our God has spoken. Let the glory of the Lord be poured out. God has set the standard. God has set the order. God has called us by destiny and purpose. We know it. We see it. We are on a collision course for the prophetic word of the Lord. We are the interceptors of the will of the Father. In Jesus' name, everybody shouted, yeah! This is it. This is the season. This is that moment in time. God is the equation. He is the sum of all things. All things were created for Him, by Him, and through Him. To God be glory, honor, praise, and power. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. They will pull you in. They will call you in. Even as the kings did. In the days of old. And in the days of new, they will call you in. They will call you in. Not really even knowing why. Other than God has put in their heart, they need to hear the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord can be things you wouldn't even imagine. The word of the Lord could be. And the word of the Lord will be, I'm giving you this territory. I brought you in. I had them call you in to show you what I'm giving you. Because I want you to stand here in this place in the earth and just show my favor. I just want my word that dwells in you to dwell in this place. God is all time. He is all place. He is all things at all times. And the blessing of the Lord is great. The blessing of the Lord is good. They'll draw you in. They'll call you in. They'll pull you in. They'll feel that they need you in. They who, all of them. Leaders of nations. Would be leaders of nations. Could be leaders of nations. The educational system. The scientific world, all walks of life, all business, all territory, those new things that God is raising up that you don't even know their name. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. Say it. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. Say it. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. That's its name. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. One and the same. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. Come on, say it. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. God is doing a new thing. Unusual, creative, brand new thing. He's called the nations, the generations, to lift up their voice, to give Him praise and to sing. Our God, this God, my God, He is great, great in the earth, and greatly to be praised. There is none like Him. I am on a collision course with the greatness and the glory of God. I am going to intercept. I am going to collide with the glory of His purpose and be made one with the will of the Father as He has destined me from the beginning. So I am. Say, one, two, three, say, God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. It's me. Come on. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. It's me. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. It's me. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a brand new thing. It's me. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And when God is for you, nothing can be against you. Great is the Lord your God, and great is God to be praised. Lift your voice with me and shout, yeah! We worship You, mighty God. We thank You, Father. In the change of this day, even the earth will show the change.
People are coming away from the idea of a church and a gathering and becoming the church, the body, the gathering, the temple, the building of the Lord. And God is being glorified in this. It has begun. This is the greatest season of your life. Do you believe it? Shout, yeah!